We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions podcast. Right now, I'm talking with Primary Pulse, all together in one room. They're safe. They're all wearing their masks, and it's looking cool. You guys got some pretty cool looking masks there. Where are you? Whose house are you at right now?
We're at my house. I'm Grace. Drummer. Yeah, I'm the drummer, Grace. Yeah.
Right on. Well, okay, so let's so if anyone isn't familiar with Primary Pulse, they were on the show, I believe, in 2019. Awesome band. Do you guys played acoustic in studio, right?
Yeah,
it was a great. Why don't you reintroduce yourselves and tell us what you do for Primary Pulse?
Right. So my name is Sabrina Urlacher. I sing, and I usually do rhythm guitar, but sometimes I play bass. And I guess just brief history of the band. We've been a band since late 2015, and we're based out of the Tacoma, South King County area. So,
yeah, my name is Jay Richards, and I play guitar. And I do other things for work and different things for different bands, but for our band, play guitar.
Oh, good. Nice. Good.
All right.
I'm a serious man.
I'm Grace Hansmeyer, and I bang on the drums. That pretty much sums it up.
Cool.
I'm Robert Keene, and I play bass and piano sometimes when Sabrina plays bass.
And the accordion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the accordion. We're going to work it into more stuff.
Yep.
See, that was one of the coolest things, I'd say, of the time on Loud and Local, is when you busted out the accordion for a live performance in studio. That was a memorable experience.
Yeah. I'm glad it was. It was really fun for me.
So, obviously, things are a little different. I'm doing things via Zoom. We're all wearing masks. We're all socially distanced. There's no concerts going on. How have each of you been able to stay sane and stay safe, keep yourself busy, and adapt? How's it been going? We can you know, go around the room and just kind of sum it up for me if you want.
So I think one thing that really helped me deal with 2020 was I got married in December 2019.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so all of a sudden I had a built-in roommate for lockdown.
Nice. Okay.
And
for better or worse, right?
Yeah, right. It sort of expedited the vows, for better or worse, in sickness and in health.
Yeah.
And that, and just trying to, you know, stay active, stay healthy.
Yeah.
The nature of my job, I was still able to go to work, so I had some semblance of my routine, which I think helped a lot. But
oh, for sure.
Those are kind of the major things that helped me out.
Yeah, we've been really lucky in that we've been able to continue playing music for the majority of it. When COVID initially hit, we took a break, and when we found that we could continue to play safely, we jumped back into it, got in the garage, spread out, opened the doors, and had a lot of fun doing that. And really, being able to play music is what's kept me sane.
Yeah, for me, I'm really glad, 'cause we took, a two-month break, and then eventually we were just like, this is, like, not going to be under control anytime soon. So, yeah, we socially distanced in the garage. We have been pretty noisy, you know, because we had the garage doors all the way open, and there was a little complaint from a neighbor who's a bit unhinged for a second. I think, you know, the pandemic kind of drives people nuts. I mean, so it's been a weird year for sure, but luckily no more complaints after that.
Good.
So I think for me, it's been, you know, my family, the band, you know, and just kind of trying to stay active. And, you know, luckily I've got my job during the day that keeps me busy. I think all of that is, as you know, kind of helped. And then just lowering my expectations a lot. I've just really lowered them on a lot of things. So that's helped too. So
lowering your expectations. All right. Yeah. That's the first time I've heard that, but that makes sense. Also kind of just like simplifying your life, I guess. Right. Just kind of,
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think this year has kind of humbled us all. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And how about you, man? How about you, Robert?
I would have to echo the lowered expectations sentiment. It feels both good and bad depending on the day.
Yeah.
But and as far as staying safe and sane, I'm not 100% sure that I have stayed sane through the whole thing. But I've been what's kept me. I don't know, alive is I've just been able to work on music.
Yeah.
I've kind of been very much a bit of a loner and just kind of working on stuff and having Storm to work on, and we're about to go work on another project in the studio tomorrow.
Wow.
We're going to be recording and as well as recording with some other bands, and it's kept me... It's been really a nice time, honestly.
That's great. So the kind of the reason why I invited y'all on here and I wanted to feature you guys as the Loud and Local Band of the Week is because you guys have brewed up a new song, Storm. And Grace, you messaged me and you were like, this is the longest song you guys have done so far. It's a bit different, but I thought it was really rad and it's very cool. So I wanted to feature that. Tell me a little bit about this. Is this a song you guys wrote during the quarantine, or was it something you had been working on before?
Yeah, it's something that we started on back in, gosh, when did we start this?
Well, we recorded it October 2019, but I think we wrote the song in maybe 2018, possibly.
Yeah, this song is a couple of years old. It's just been a slow burn with the studio process.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot my fault.
No, but credit where credit's due. You were a mad scientist, and I think it panned out for the best.
Part of it was Corona's fault. That definitely, like, just all the events of this year, like the lockdown, and then, you know, anytime somebody gets a cold, you know, then you don't know, so you can't. It just seemed like a perfect storm with, like, every single... Yeah. There were so many things that came in the way.
When we recorded last year, we recorded the main tracks, and then I kind of had the wild idea to get a couple of violins and a cello onto it. And then I kind of took longer writing that than I thought I was going to take. And then as soon as we were finally getting people to come into the studio to record stuff, COVID hit. And, but we piecemealed it together eventually from there. And,
That's awesome.
It really feels like COVID definitely formed the way that it mixed. And, this is something that we've all talked about as a band. We really think that it's in a weird way, it's kind of the moment, and it feels right for being released right now.
Yeah.
It worked out really well for us.
Yeah.
So this song is, like I said, a little bit longer than your typical songs. It's also, like you said, features violin and cello. And I wanted to ask, is this indicative of a direction you guys want to go? Or is this kind of just an anomaly and maybe just kind of a one-off?
A
little bit of both, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that the way that we write our songs is whatever happens, happens.
Cool.
And we let the song take on a life of its own.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. The thing that I like about us is we keep things very open-ended.
Awesome.
So we've never decided like, we're going to sound like this.
Yeah.
We're going to go in this direction. It's just like you let this genie out of the bottle and you're like, oh, we wrote that. Cool. If that makes any sense.
I kind of feel like it was our first chance to do something where we could, like, where we even had the ability to try to make an arrangement out of it, to add more instruments and stuff. I think that's something that certainly I'd like to do more of. And but as far as the stylistically, yeah, the songs are all kind of in their own zone. I think the arrangement stuff, though, more interesting stuff to follow.
Nice. Well, I'm certainly not trying to, you know, limit you guys or put you guys in a box. I was just curious. But so what's something you guys are looking forward to in 2021? Let's keep it positive here. I we could reflect on 2020, but what's something you guys are hopefully looking forward to in the months to come?
Yeah, I'd love to get back and hopefully some shows at some point.
Hope so, right?
Yeah, we're really lucky that we're able to record now. So this is, you know, pulled us over really well with what we're doing. And hopefully when we're able to do shows again, we can hit the ground running. So outdoor shows, whatever might come up. I know we've had some opportunities. There's some bars and restaurants and clubs in Oregon that are starting to do shows. So we've declined thus far, but really looking forward to it.
Especially once it's warm out. I'm pregnant, so I'm looking forward to giving...
Oh, yeah, also.
I'm recording now because the doctor said, like, no more noisy drums in the next couple of weeks. So I have a little baby due, not sure the gender yet, April 2021. So then I'll be taking a couple months off of band practice. But definitely looking forward to, you know, getting back into band. I'll still practice some on my own, but I'll really be a zombie for a while. But super looking forward to the baby and then... Hopefully, you know, I'm really hoping we can do some shows next summer that there's some outdoor opportunity. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would love to hit the road and do some, because we had some things scheduled and we were like, yeah, field trip, let's do this. And
tour, yeah.
So I'm hoping once things resume, I just love, like, piling into a van with these guys and trekking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into the song here, but before we do, what's the best way to support you guys? Or a couple ways.
I mean, we're on multiple different, I guess there's multiple different ways to get a hold of us. We really want to get our music out there. So we've got it on Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. It'll be on Amazon Music pretty soon. You know, we'd love for people to listen. Stream, you know, if they like it, you know, to download. It's always great, you know, especially since we don't get any money from shows any, you know, for quite a while. You know, it's always great to have that going back into the band fund to support projects. And then if people they like what they hear, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. So we, you know, release little movies and, you know, not movies, like clips, short clips, you know, and pictures and stuff. So really any of those areas, people keep up to date and just, you know, trying to get the word out there on our music. We're just trying to share it with people.
You know, and you did, you probably aren't going to say it straight up because you want anyone to check you guys out any way you can, but I will go ahead and say, check them out on Bandcamp, because Bandcamp has really been the forerunners of really championing independent artists during the pandemic. So I'm just going to throw that in there, my opinion, but check them out however you can.
Yeah, thanks. And I would add too, as far as support goes, like I think we really just want to share this with people as well. It kind of was special and meant a lot to us, and so just for people to listen is really really exciting to me. It means a lot. Yeah, it means a lot to be on here. So, yeah.
No, I'm glad you said that. This song really means a lot to us. We really thought very hard about how we were going to deliver it, how it's structured, and kind of what it says, what it means, what it is. And So listen on good. Listen in your car. Listen on with good headphones.
Turn it up.
And enjoy those strings. They're amazing.
That's awesome.
Robert, thank you for composing that.
Yes,
that's incredible.
Robert.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the release of this. We'll turn it up loud. Again, Primary Pulse. Check them out all over social media. Hit them up. Congratulations, Grace, on the baby that's coming due.
Thank you.
It'll be a little rocker kid, and I'm sure your son's going to be stoked to have a brother or a sister.
We'll see. I think it's going to be a little rough at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it's fine. I'll warm up to the idea.
He won't be the center of attention forever, right? Yeah. Well, anyways, turn it up. It's Primary Pulse Storm here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions World Premiere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.